This is the one-stop FPL podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we'll take a brief look back at game week 27, and then we'll turn our attentions to game week 28. And it's another double. Doubles for Bournemouth and Luton. So plenty to discuss and plan around our FPL teams. So let's get into it. Okay, game week 27 then. It's done and dusted in the bag. 68 points all out for me. But that wasn't enough to escape another red arrow. That's three on the bounce for me. So that's pretty frustrating. I did take a minus four hit as I sold both Hwang and Richarlison to bring in Son and Bowen. It was good to see both my transfers in getting a return. Son with a goal and Bowen with an assist. But really, that's nothing more than a silver lining, I think, for my game week. With three red arrows on the spin, I've got some work to do if I want to climb the ranks overall. And I do have more injury problems that need addressing this game week. So we'll get to that a little later in the episode. Elsewhere for game week 27, my word, Ollie Watkins' form continues. Another two goals for him. I mean, if we look back at the last six game weeks for Ollie Watkins, he's only blanked in one of them. These are the points returns that he's got in those last six. 13 points, 9 points, 13 points, 2, then an 18-point haul and 7 points. They're the last 6 weeks for Ollie Watkins. So absolutely incredible form from him. Dare I say, he's actually become, in the FPL game, probably the new Erling Haaland. He's been absolutely essential if you wanted to rise in rank over those last 6 weeks. Unfortunately, I sold him 3 or 4 weeks ago and I've been really, really punished and I haven't been able to get him back in because I've just had other really, really pressing matters. And that might be the case for some of you as well. And the other player that I think has really punished me for not owning him is Phil Foden. Incredible form from him. If we look at his points hauls, the last 2 weeks, he's got a 15-point return and an 11-point return. And then he did blank for 3 weeks in a row. But before that, he obviously had that huge 20-point return against Brentford. So more than making up for it. And unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to get him in. My triple up on City over these last few weeks was De Bruyne, Haaland and Alvarez. And that also meant it became incredibly difficult for me to bench a player like Alvarez. And I would have sold Alvarez for Watkins had it not been for those injuries that I've had to address elsewhere in my squad. Anyway, enough about me. Elsewhere in game week 27, we saw Son playing through the middle for Spurs in a really, really good performance from Tottenham. Lots and lots of chances created. Son with the goal playing centrally and Richarlison probably won't feature again this week. We'll probably continue to see Son play through the middle. We also had a really, really last minute late winner from Liverpool's Darwin Nunez coming off the bench. That would have been, I'm sure, very, very frustrating for anyone who had sold Darwin this week. Or maybe you might have benched him. You might have heard that he was going to be benched and not put him in your starting 11. So that would have been frustrating for many. But the big result of the week was Arsenal with a 6-0 drubbing of Sheffield United away from home as well for Arsenal. And there were six different goal scorers. Havertz, Martinelli, Odegaard, Ben White and Declan Rice all scoring. There was a Bogle own goal in there as well to add to Arsenal's tally. Unfortunately, no goals for many people's alternative captaincy choice, Bukayo Saka, but he did get two assists nice and early in the game. He then went off at half time, which would have been particularly frustrating for anyone who did captain him. We're told that it was actually just illness, so no injury concern there. I know in the game he's flagged 75% chance of playing through illness, but I think by all accounts, he should be fine to play again this week. Arsenal are facing Brentford at home, and we definitely want Saka fit for that one. Right then, double game week 28 is here, and there are doubles for Bournemouth and Luton. Bournemouth have two home games against Sheffield United and Luton, and Luton have two away games against Crystal Palace and Bournemouth. I'll run through the fixtures for all of game week 28 just quickly. The deadline for game week 28 is Saturday, the 9th of March at 11 a.m. UK time. And that is 90 minutes before the early kickoff. First fixture of game week 28, Manchester United versus Everton. Then we've got Bournemouth versus Sheffield United, Crystal Palace against Luton, Wolves hosting Fulham, and Arsenal against Brentford. Then on the Sunday, we've got Villa hosting Spurs, Brighton against Nottingham Forest, West Ham versus Burnley. And then a big, big top-of-the-table clash between Liverpool and Manchester City at Anfield. Then Monday Night Football sees Chelsea hosting Newcastle. And then midweek, we've got that other double fixture for both Bournemouth and Luton, who play one another on Wednesday evening. And that is, of course, Bournemouth at home. So they are the fixtures for game week 28. Right then, let's talk players who are doubling in your teams for game week 28. We've got options from both Bournemouth and Luton that I think are very, very viable. We'll start with the obvious, and I think many already have him in their squad, and that is Dominic Solanke up front for Bournemouth. Two home fixtures against Sheffield United and Luton. On paper, a fantastic double game week. However, there are a couple of question marks that I think are worth considering, particularly before we just slap the captaincy armband on Dominic. And that is question marks around his fitness. Now, ahead of last game week, when they faced Burnley away, we had the first time some question marks around Dominic Solanke's fitness. And apparently it's something that he had been struggling with, some pain in his knee, according to his manager, Iriola, that he'd been struggling with since the Spurs fixture around the new year. So it's something that he has been managing and playing through over the last few weeks. But it could be a slightly different kettle of fish when he's got to have a quick turnaround and play two games in the space of a week. He's obviously playing on Saturday and then he'll have to play again on Wednesday. So there is the possibility that we could see a slight reduction in Solanke's minutes. It's also worth noting that he did seem a little bit off the pace in that game away against Brentford. Bournemouth got the job done 2-0, but no return from Solanke. So all of these just add an element of doubt before we go and think, well, that is the absolute shoo-in for captaincy this game week. On paper, yes, Solanke is very much the obvious candidate, but I do think there are a couple of other options that could well be worth considering as well. One of those is the Luton centre-forward, Carlton Morris. Now, obviously, we've got to factor in the fact that Luton, not as strong a team as Bournemouth, and the fixtures are more tricky, and they're both away. That being said, I think we have to remember that we're not backing Luton here to get results. We're backing Carlton Morris to get points returns. And if we look at Carlton Morris's returns in the last few weeks, despite Luton's poor form, he is actually getting some returns. He's got 5 goals in his last 7 appearances for Luton. So that's pretty good. And in that, Luton have actually only won one of those games. They've lost their last 4. And despite that, Carlton Morris got 8-point return last week, a 2-point blank against Liverpool the week before. But before that, he also got a goal against Manchester United, 8-point return. He got a goal against Sheffield United, 5-point return. He got a goal and assist against Newcastle in a 11-point return. So Carlton Morris is definitely a really, really viable option. Double game week, and the fixtures aren't too bad, really. I know they are away, but Crystal Palace, obviously new manager bounce, that seemed to have faded pretty quickly against Tottenham. They pretty much just let Tottenham have the ball for 90 minutes. I also think that a huge miss for Palace is not having Mark Gahey. That aerial presence, that physicality at the back could be something that someone like Carlton Morris could really exploit there being a lack of. So I definitely think Morris is a really, really good option to partner with Solanke up front and also a captaincy candidate as well. Other than those two, I think the only other possible option is Semenya at Bournemouth, but not as consistent when it comes to those attacking returns. I think really you'd be looking at bringing him in if you were perhaps wildcarding and you wanted all three forwards to double, or you wanted to save money because you're looking at expensive players being brought in elsewhere later down the line. So if you're doing that, fair enough. But I think Solanke and Morris are the forwards to be targeting this game week. In terms of single game week options, there aren't really too many. I think we've already mentioned Ollie Watkins, who's in great form at home against Tottenham this week. Tottenham, like many teams, I suppose, in the Premier League this season, not keeping too many clean sheets. So I think Ollie Watkins is a perfectly viable option to have in your starting 11. Other than that, I think it's just Erling Haaland, really. Despite a tricky away fixture at Anfield, I certainly will be playing him this game week. I know I've seen a few people online mentioning that they'll be selling Haaland just because of the tricky fixture this week, then the blank, and then facing Arsenal after that. Obviously, it's a difficult run. I personally don't think it's worth selling him. I can understand why you would if you wanted to get a double in, but for me personally, I've got Alvarez that I would prefer to sell over Haaland. If you don't have that luxury, if you want to call it that, this game week, then I can understand why you may sell him. But me personally, I just think he can still do damage. He can still score goals against Liverpool, even if it is at Anfield. And that's exactly why Manchester City bought him. You know, these big players deliver on the big stages against the big teams. So breaking news, Haaland will be in my starting lineup. Elsewhere, if we take a look at options for doublers in midfield, starting with Bournemouth, only really two viable picks that I think are worth considering, Tavernier and Kluivert. So Kluivert has the slightly increased goal threat, 4 goals he's got, Tavernier's 2. Although Tavernier does have 3 assists this season, Kluivert doesn't have any. But I just don't actually really find either of them particularly appealing, especially if you're not free hitting in game week 29 and you need players who are going to play. I would actually look instead at Luton midfielders, as Luton do play in game week 29 as well as double in 28. And they are slightly more appealing options, in my opinion. You've got Ross Barkley, who has had an upturn in form this season, although he has had a slight downturn in his form in recent weeks, but we know he's very much capable. These are two fixtures where he could absolutely get returns as well, so not a bad option there. But other than that, the midfield options from both of these teams are not particularly inspiring. What I will say is that there are plenty of single game week players who are certainly catching the eye and could well be great options for this game week, starting with Arsenal. And I mean, you could really take your pick because there is so many options to choose from. Saka, obviously, as long as he's fit and healthy, he will be in many people's starting lineups, and that's understandable. Their fixture at home against Brentford looks very, very appetising. We've also got Kai Havertz. Now, Havertz is someone who was almost a figure of ridicule at the start of the season when Arsenal signed him. However, he has been absolutely fantastic in recent weeks. A goal and an assist in the last game week. And he is getting points returns at the moment. So it's no laughing matter anymore. Kai Havertz is definitely a very, very viable option. He's also only 7.1 million, so not too expensive. But the last 3 game weeks tell you this is a player who's in fantastic form. 14-point return, a 14-point return, and a 12-point return. Admittedly, they are against some pretty weak opposition in Sheffield United, Newcastle, and Burnley. But they've got Brentford this game week, and I could easily see Havertz hauling once more. So certainly an option. Martinelli, I believe, if he's fit, is also a good option, although you have to remember that he does tend to be subbed early. So the last 2 weeks, he's made it to 63 minutes. He has got returns in his last two, though. So if he can do the damage in the first hour, it's not the end of the world if he comes off. But we always prefer to have 90-minute men in our starting lineups. Outside of Arsenal, at Spurs, we've got, obviously, Heung-min Son playing out of position, centre-forward on penalties. Against that Aston Villa high line, there were three goals that he had ruled out in the reverse fixture, all for offside. All it takes is for him to beat that offside trap once, and we're going to get points returns from Heung-min Son. I would also, therefore, say, for the same reason, that some of those speed merchants in that Tottenham side, so players like Brennan Johnson, Timo Werner, I do think they will both start this week. Johnson's been in great form and could well end up taking Kulusevski's place in the starting lineup. I don't have any intel on that. That is literally just a gut feeling that I've got. But they too could be really good differential options in this single game week for them. For Aston Villa, if you back them to get returns against Spurs, and you have every right to believe that they could do, Douglas Luiz continues to be in fantastic form and is a very viable option, as of course is Leon Bailey. At West Ham, of course, we've got Jared Bowen, who is at home against Burnley. That is a fantastic fixture and certainly one that you'd like to have in your team. And then we've got Liverpool and Manchester City assets. Now, they obviously play one another this game week, and it's always not nice to have these big premium players playing against one another. But like I said about Haaland earlier, this is why these clubs buy these big players to deliver in these big games. So obviously, I think the likes of De Bruyne and Foden and Haaland will all start, and there's every chance that they get a return for you. With regards to Liverpool, the big news is that Mo Salah has been confirmed fit. He's been training all week and he will feature, I'm sure, in this game against Manchester City. Liverpool at home, we all know their record at Anfield and we also know Salah's record as well. So completely understandable if you want to move straight back and get Salah into your side. That's a perfectly understandable move. I personally will plan to get him in game week 30. I'm going to sit it out and hope he doesn't do too much damage against Manchester City. Obviously, Liverpool blank in 29, but I definitely want Salah in my side for game week 30 when Liverpool are at home against Brighton. And I think most FPL managers will be looking to bring him in then as well. So that's the key headlines when it comes to midfielders. Let's take a brief look at defenders now. The first thing to mention is that Senesi, who was probably the most appealing Bournemouth defender to select, has suffered a setback in his injury. He's going to be out for a good 4 or 5 weeks. Now, that does mean that we could look at alternative Bournemouth defenders. The other thing that we could look at is that it makes Bournemouth's defence significantly weaker. You could look at someone like a Zabani, who has pretty much played, I think, 90 minutes every single game week this season. So in terms of a minutes man, he is the most appealing option. Of course, you could also look at Neto in the Bournemouth goal if you want to make a goalkeeper transfer this week. Obviously, at home against Sheffield United and Luton, if they're not going to get clean sheets in these games, they're going to struggle to in any other week. So obviously this is the game week where you want to try and target and get those clean sheet points. Someone like a Zabani or a Neto, I think, are the most appealing options at Bournemouth. When it comes to Luton defenders, there's really only one man on anyone's mind, and that is Alfie Doughty. Many already have him in their side. I don't. And I'm not too sure if I'm going to bring him in because I only really want to make one transfer this game week. But it's a very, very appealing option because obviously he features in game week 29 as well. But Alfie Doughty has, I think, the third most assists out of all the defenders in the game. I think only Trippier and Pedro Porro have more. So that's pretty impressive from a Luton defender. His attacking threat potential is good. but we just can't say the same for his clean sheet potential. Luton, one of the worst defences in the league this season. And the two fixtures for Luton this week are not easy. Away at Palace won't be a walk in the park at all. Eze back to full fitness, a main man for Crystal Palace. And we saw, I mean, Palace had about 20% possession against Tottenham. And Eze still got a goal with a fantastic free kick. So I think his quality alone, and Palace do have the potential to score goals, is enough of a threat to the clean sheet in that one. And then we've got Bournemouth for Luton in the next fixture. And let's face it, the majority of us are planning on captaining Dominic Solanke this week. And if you're planning on doing that, that's because you fully expect him to score. And you expect him to score at home against Luton. So we're not looking at clean sheet potential from any Luton defender this week. We're looking at them as a player that plays in 29 as well. And then we're looking at a player who has attacking return potential. So Alfie Doughty, a good option in defence. A few people might be tempted by the Luton goalkeeper, Kaminski, because obviously he features in game week 29. But unlike Neto, I don't think he has the clean sheet potential for the same reasons that I just spoke about with Alfie Doughty. And obviously, Kaminski doesn't have the upside of that attacking threat. So I don't see Kaminski as a viable option to transfer in. Unless, of course, you don't have a goalkeeper who's going to play in game week 29 and you don't really want a free hit. In which case, fair enough, Kaminski could well serve a purpose. Elsewhere, outside of doublers in defence, I do think that the best chance of a clean sheet this game week is probably at Arsenal, who are at home against Brentford. Arsenal's defence so far this season has been really, really good. Gabriel and Saliba, both very, very good options. I've got both, and many do have that Arsenal double up. I'll be utilising that in game week 28 as well. And I suppose that only other chance of a clean sheet would probably be West Ham, who are at home against Burnley. I don't think there are too many of us who are targeting West Ham defenders at the moment. However, many of us do have Areola in goal. I'll be certainly playing him this game week. Certainly hoping for more penalty saves and 13-point hauls like he got in game week 27. So we'll have a little bit more of that, please. And I suppose it's also just worth mentioning that if you're not planning on free hitting in 29, then Areola will play in that game week. And I think it's pretty useful to keep hold of him as well. So obviously, if you are thinking about a goalkeeper transfer, bringing in a Neto or Kaminski because you want them to double, just be mindful if you are thinking of selling Areola, then make sure you're bringing in the one that's going to double. So that would be Kaminski and not Neto. Although, of course, that doesn't matter if you are planning on free hitting in game week 29. So there you have it. That is the preview of double game week 28. I will just quickly run through my likely team ahead of the deadline. In goal, I'm going with Areola, who is, of course, at home against Burnley, and leaving Dubravka away at Chelsea on my bench. My back three consists of Gabriel and Saliba home to Brentford, and Charlie Taylor gets a rare run out for Burnley. They are away at West Ham United, not expecting any points really there, but unfortunately my hands are tied with Lascelles on my bench, who doesn't play, and Maguire, who's injured, also on my bench. In midfield, I'm going with Saka at home to Brentford, Son away at Villa, Jared Bowen at home to Burnley, and at the moment I'm leaning towards Anthony Gordon away at Chelsea, and that would mean benching Neto, who is at home to Fulham. The only reason I've gone for that is because Neto, just coming back from a hamstring injury, a little bit uncertain as to his form and fitness going into that game. Anthony Gordon has been in reasonable form of late, although that does seem to happen much more at home than it does away. Tricky fixture against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge for Gordon, but I am going to back Anthony Gordon, I think, over Pedro Neto. And up front is where I have my doublers. So Dominic Solanke, and at the moment he's got the captaincy armband. He has Sheffield United and Luton, at home. Erling Haaland away at Liverpool remains in the starting 11. And my transfer this week, I'm selling Julian Alvarez and I'm bringing in Carlton Morris for two fixtures away at Palace and away at Bournemouth. So I've got my fingers crossed that my only two doublers are the two goal scorers for game week 28. On the bench, as I say, Dubravka, Neto, Maguire and Lascelles. Let's hope I'm not benching lots of Neto points at home against Fulham. Best of luck to everyone out there chasing a green arrow. I'm in desperate need of one myself, so fingers crossed I can break this run of red arrows and start climbing the ranks once again. A reminder once again that the deadline is Saturday the 9th of March at 11 a.m. UK time. Thank you very much to everyone for listening as always. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at OneStopFPL and at AndyJAudio. Thanks again for listening and I'll talk to you again soon.